Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Be talking inside your business in just a moment, so we'll tell you all about what to look out for, what the advice is. But here's something that is quite serious and also interesting at the same time. We look at South Africa. It's in the midst of a gambling boom, with online gaming and sports betting surging in popularity, especially among younger adults. So while this sector is contributing billions to the economy, there are concerns about the human cost. Lynette Nicholson is researcher at InfoQuest, joins us now to speak about this. Lynette, good evening. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Let's start with the good news. How much are we netting from this gambling boom?
No, we actually not, we didn't do, an we didn't calculate study. Percentages okay. or numbers. Mm-hmm. We really just wanted to find out what people are doing.
Lynch, but all well and done in just a few moments.
But this is around behaviors.
Okay, sorry, there you are back again with us, Lynette. I think we disconnected somehow, I think, on the actual desk. So if I could just ask you to just recap on that. So you're saying you didn't necessarily look at the minutia on the how much, but what were you monitoring exactly?
So basically what we do year on year is we go to a sample of gamblers across the board in terms of age, province, gender, etc. And we ask them what type of gambling they are involved in, what they partake in. Then we ask them how many times they gamble in a month. And then we ask them, has their gambling activity increased or decreased year on year? And then various other factors about do they budget, which has come up quite interestingly at the in our latest survey. Do people budget in their monthly budget for gambling expenses? Have people sought help? What effect has it had on their personal life and their well-being? So that's the type of information we get from the survey.
And I want to look at if there's been any notable shifts. The fact that you speak about, budgeting, for me, just when I think about gambling, I always see it as something that's spontaneous and obviously something to be done once in a while. The fact that people are actually budgeting for gambling is a very interesting concept. So I was asking the question about any notable major shifts between 2024 and 2025, and we're talking about the behavior, consumer behavior of people actually now being intentional about the enjoyment, if at all, of the activity, because I believe there are people who say they simply can't stop.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
Okay, great stuff. So let me first start off by saying that quite concerningly, 48% of our gamblers have said that they are gambling more than they were a year ago. So that's almost one in two. Let's round it off to 50%. Mm-hmm. That's a huge number in terms of doing more. And 50% of them are also saying that they budget every month for their gambling expenses. So it's become almost a part of their monthly expenses, and they build it in to their budgets. I'm not sure what is cut back on, but that is quite significant.
And that is interesting for me, because the idea that, and not the fact that compulsive spending is good, but that people are so intentional and actually putting aside a budget. Your findings are that one in six gamblers actually went as far as borrowing money to fund their habits. Do they explain why, especially the younger group, why they're finding themselves gambling more and more? What is the allure? What are the rewards, if any?
Yeah, I think, it's quite a sensitive topic to research in the first place. So one's got to be a bit careful as well how you interpret the results. I do think that, you know, the results of 50% gambling more than they were, even if people are pulling back a bit on that and underclaiming, that's still a huge percentage. But, you know, it really is about a few things. So it's about the economic situation. It's about younger people. And remember, the younger people are more the online gamblers. The younger people not being able to find jobs, looking for a quick buck, looking to set up home, looking for finance quickly, not having, you know, perhaps credit records where they can borrow from banks. So they're looking for other means of gaining funds. And then, unfortunately, I do think it can become an addiction. So, you know, we do have that element at play as well. But I think it's a combination of quite a few things. And of course, we mustn't forget that that this is easy. It's easy to do. The ease of doing of partaking in online gambling also drives the activity. So it's all these things together that come together to kind of where we are at the moment, especially with young people.
And I ask this out of curiosity with absolutely no judgment, Lynette, because as you say, it would be difficult to surface information if the approach is wrong to really understand what the landscape is. But I've often asked myself, and at a global level, when you look at the lottery, there's so many people who take part in that. Some don't even see it as a gambling, but there are people who literally, you know, it's a weekly activity. And I've often wondered about just general statistics, the demographics. Is it people who are in a financial situation that they are looking for places to find hope? Because some even do get winnings, no matter how small, almost on a weekly basis.
Yes. So I think, well, no, our data shows that the lottery players tend to be skewed towards older people. Mm-hmm. And when I say older, I'm not necessarily saying, you know, people in their 60s. I'm saying, let's compare the younger generation. Let's talk about the Z and Y generations as kind of 18 to 35 to 40 now in terms of Y generation, the millennials. And then I'm saying older than that. So the younger people in that category that I've just mentioned are more inclined to do the online gambling, the sports betting. And then the older people are more likely to do the lottery. What we also find is that lower income people are also more likely to play the lotto. And I think it's because really, number one, it's I'm trying to say that it's a cheaper, a less risky way of gambling. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put, you know, a lot of money down. So there are demographics like that. Of course, the casinos and the traditional gambling activities and places are still driven to the older segment of the market. But certainly the worry or the concern, I think, as a country and as a society, is this kind of really big uptick in, or not uptick, just yeah, uptake in the younger side.
And just looking at intentions, right? If we look at the lottery, for instance, the angle has often been, at least from a state level, that there are benefits to it, that it will help bring some people out of poverty, it'll help empower people. So if we're saying that the revenue that the gambling market is projected for South Africa is at 63.99 billion rand for this year alone. Okay. How is that divvied up? How do we know what goes where?
That I honestly cannot tell you. Mm. I wouldn't be able to tell you that. Not from the research we've done. As I said, we're not really privy to all the, you know, how it divvies up. It's really about the behaviors.
Yeah. And advertising, how much does that have to do with the attractiveness of whether online or so-called traditional mainstream gambling activities?
That's an interesting one. And, you know, every year that we go in and we do the research, we always build on the previous year in terms of what's come up. That I don't have a clear take on, but I certainly do believe that, especially with the younger people and their exposure to all things social media and peers and etc., I do think that marketing plays a big role. But to what extent, I'm not sure.
All right. So final question
that we would need to find out.
Final question. I think something that you definitely can answer because it's within your study. What is the percentage of people who do seek help for their gambling habit,
yeah.
and at which point
yeah,
do they now, believe it's necessary?
Bearing in mind that might be underclaimed because people mm-hmm. might be sensitive about it. So we have 12% of our gamblers saying they have sought help in the past. But remembering now that these 12% are back in our sample. So they've sought help, but they're still gambling, right? And then we've got another about 7% that say they're currently seeking help. And then we have about another 12-13% that say that they are thinking, they're considering. So once again, I think we just need to caution. Mm-hmm. And so that's already about a 1 in 3. If we add all those percentages up, it's 1 in 3 are saying they've either sought help or they are seeking help or they are thinking about seeking help, which also is not insignificant.
Okay. Lynette, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Lynette Nicholson
Pleasure.
Is researcher at InfoQuest, speaking to us about an interesting study and finding around gambling in South Africa. There's a gambling boom, particularly with online gaming and sports betting surging. The younger population, it seems, are accounting for that boost, but there's also the very troubling phenomenon that people are now resorting to borrowing money for their gambling, you know, ventures. And also, I think the study finds that 15% of those actually admit to being unable to control themselves with regards to gambling.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.